All right, well, once again, it's all connected, right? So, you know, I just recently looked at gun stats because that's come up in a couple of the conversations and the debates. So I'm going to reference a Pew Research study from, I think it was 18, it was either 17 or 18 stats. So the number is going to be a little off, but generally we're talking about 40,000 deaths a year from gun violence. 60% of those are suicides. And then I think it's like maybe 14 or 15,000 are homicides. Most of them are perpetuated by handguns. And then when you're talking rifles, all rifles, you're talking less than 1%. And so, you know, I am a gun owner. I've been since I was a kid. I've been around plenty of firearms, you know, both civilian and within the military. And so I'm versed on the differences and, you know, and what proper training and safety is. And so I think we address gun violence, you address the suicide issue, and so there's no way around talking about the fact that behavioral health has drastically, there's a behavioral health issue within the country. A lot of it having to do, once again, with rural America. You know, the costs of care, non-behavioral health is an issue, but even finding insurance that covers behavioral health is even more problematic. And then actually having you know, the psychiatrist in the area and accessible is, you know, is a further barrier to access. So behavioral health, you know, I am in favor of, you know, looking at a red flag law nationally, and expanded background checks. But there has to be, you know, just like anything, there has to be a balance. You know, if somebody comes out to, wants to go duck hunting, and I hand them, you know, a shotgun, I shouldn't have to do a federal background check on that. If there's an actual purchase, a handing from one weapon to another, and ownership, you know, that's a different story. It's my understanding the FOID, you know, here in Illinois we get the FOID, so it makes it pretty easy. I can card check someone, make sure that they can legally have a firearm. I know it's going up to the Supreme Court. You know, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out with here within Illinois. And, you know, we have a red flag law on the books here in Illinois. And I haven't seen any really horrible stories about people having their weapons taken away that, you know, that shouldn't. You know, I've been in a situation both privately and, you know, as a military officer where, you know, that situation came up. You know, I had a suicidal soldier when I was in Iraq, and fortunately we found out about it, and you're able to take the weapon away and, you know, get him the right treatment that he needed to. And, you know, he's in med school now. You know, and it happened in our personal life as well. Unfortunately, the person that I knew that was a threat to himself and potentially his family voluntarily gave it over. But if there was no legislation there to empower officers to do it in case he didn't, you know, what do you do? You know, if you're fearful for, you know, a 10-year-old in the house, and that's why from what I understand, the Illinois law has been written very well in the sense of it gives law enforcement the, you know, the discretion to, you know, to not be overly. Aggressive and taking a weapon away from someone that doesn't need it. Yeah, and I guess really the third part of the gun violence thing is, you know, the conversation of banning certain semi-automatic rifles, and I'm opposed to that. And we're talking less than 1%. You know, it's there's a fear there, and I get that. But, you know, the functionality of a semi-automatic rifle and a semi-automatic handgun is identical. And, I mean, we can talk about lethality issues, but, you know, if we're at the point where we're banning something, if we're at the point where an individual is making a distinction and decision between a couple handguns or a rifle, we've already failed. And so I think we need to talk about access, we need to talk about healthcare, We need to talk about safety. That's how you reduce gun violence.